Meeting for Tuesday, September 13th at 7:00 PM. We call this meeting to order. Our interim director, may we have a determination of a quorum?
Thank you. I'll now read the roll call. Chairwoman Eccles.
Courtney. Here.
Commissioner James.
Present.
Commissioner Smith.
Present.
Commissioner Stewart. Commissioner Devers.
Present.
And Commissioner Jones.
Present.
Chairwoman, we have a quorum.
Thank you. May we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance over in the corner?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comments. Comments to the Planning and Zoning Commission should be limited to no more than 2 minutes. Groups wishing to address an issue should select one or two spokespersons. The time allowed for all issues shall not exceed a total of 15 minutes. Issues raised at this time are generally referred to the Director of Planning and Zoning for review. Responses will be provided at a later date. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to make a comment on anything except for tonight's agenda right now? There being none. Fellow commissioners, have you had a chance to read the meeting agenda? If so, may we have a motion?
This is Commissioner Jones' motion to approve the agenda.
All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carried. Fellow commissioners, have you had a chance to read the minutes from last meeting? If so, may we have a motion?
Commissioner James, I make a motion that we accept the meeting minutes from the August 2nd meeting.
Commissioner Jones, I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carried. Public hearing 2022-077. Primary variance, Black and Low, a request to reduce the side yard setback from 30 feet to 7 feet to allow for an accessory dwelling unit at 281 Malone Street. Staff?
Yes, thank you, Chairwoman. So as you said, this is 281 Malone Street Southwest, case 2022-077, and it is a request to reduce the side yard setback from 30 feet to 70 feet for an accessory dwelling unit. Currently, this structure is a detached garage that's existing and has been there since the 80s. And it appears that in the 80s, the zoning code may have been a little different. I can't confirm that for sure, but my assumption is so. They're not requesting to change the footprint of this detached garage. It's still gonna be 500 square feet. And the applicant has stated they plan to move their elderly parents into the space if this is approved by your board. And staff is recommending approval of this application.
Well, commissioners, do you have any questions for staff?
So this is just currently an existing building. The building's not being moved. It's just its purpose and use and what's it inside is just what's being changed. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Commissioners, may we have a motion?
Because this is a public hearing, you need to ask for those to speak that are in favor and then those to speak that may be in opposition.
Right, if anyone from the audience. Is there anyone in the audience that are in favor of this primary variance? Can you state your name, come up, state your name and where you're from and...
We're the owners of 281 Malone Street. We initially we're just going to leave it as it is, take the roof off, change the inside, make it a dwelling unit. So that's our goal. So we're in favor.
Commissioners, do you have any questions for the applicants, owners?
Just make a statement. It sounds like a great idea.
Thank you so much.
Is there anyone in the audience in favor?
Against.
Or or opposing?
Opposition.
Ma'am, come to the mic.
State your name and address for the record.
My name's Addis Ellie Willis, and the property is owned by my father at 281 Malone Street. And we're just trying to figure out why we received a letter.
Yeah, so on the letter you received, our code does require that we send a letter to every property owner within 500 feet of the property. It's just public notification that they're requesting a change to their property that's not allowed by right in our zoning code.
So nothing's going to happen to his property, right?
No, nothing's happened to his property. Essentially, these applicants here, they're requesting to turn their detached garage into an accessory dwelling unit to make it a livable space.
Okay. It's fine.
Okay. Staff, any other questions? Maybe make a motion?
Now you'd like to close the public hearing.
This, all was said and done, we closed the public hearing right now. So we don't have to.
Now you can call for a motion.
Okay. Now staff, maybe have a motion?
Madam Chair, I would like to make a motion that number 2022077, primary variance of Black and Low, be accepted.
Second by Commissioner James.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carried. There being no old business, new business, conceptual plat 2022091CP, Evergreen Residential Subdivision. The address, several addresses, 294 Elder Street, 09F 171-000-670-178, 296 Elder Street, 009F-171-000-670-244, 0 Strickland Street Rear, 09F-171-000-670-137, and 246 Strickland Street, 09F-171-000-670-129, a request to approve the conceptual plat for the Evergreen Residential Subdivision. Staff?
Thank you, Chairwoman. So this is the Evergreen Residential Subdivision concept plat number 2022-091. This concept plat includes 73 detached single-family homes, 3 pergolas, a gazebo, and passive recreational space. The rezoning request was approved by the Mayor and Council on May 23rd, 2022. And staff has reviewed this plat and recommends approval.
Staff, any questions for? I'm sorry. Oh, commissioners, any questions for staff?
I don't have any questions there.
There being none. Is the applicant here that would like to speak?
Yes, ma'am. Dan Green, Ashford Engineers, address 350 Virginia Highlands in Fayetteville, Georgia. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, DRB Homes. We're proposing the 73-lot subdivision. I think the last time that y'all reviewed this property during rezoning, it was about 95 lots. We met with the landowners, adjacent landowners and citizens. Took away the second entrance off of Strickland Street. I think the only other main change was the entrance road has been kind of centered up along the frontage of the property on Elder Street. And the emergency exit has been pushed to the west side of the property. We're presently having a traffic study conducted on Elder Street and Strickland Street, and all we've really done is prepared for the possibility that a deceleration lane and a left turn lane into the property may be warranted. So engineering wanted us to give you the feel of what that would look like. Other than that, it's pretty much the same kind of layout. A couple other things to point out that we listened to the citizens about was that no two frontages will be the same. There'll be a 5-foot stagger between the frontages of the lots. Some of the houses are pushed back off the road as much as possible. And then they asked for some more internal parking, which has been provided along the interior streets. Other than that, it's pretty close to the layout that y'all saw about 4 months ago. And I can answer any questions you might have.
Have any questions for the applicant?
Yeah, I'm just, Commissioner Jones, can you describe a little bit more on the 5-foot stagger?
Yes, so basically from a depth off of the back of curb, each house will be required to have a 5-foot different stagger. So if one house is right on the front setback, the next would have to be 5 feet, or the next one 10 feet, but there'll be at least a 5-foot difference between any two adjacent houses.
Okay, so there won't be, it won't be like five of them will be at the same and then five or five, so it'll be every single one.
Every adjacent house would have to have that stagger.
Thank you.
Okay, and I've got a question regarding the City Council's conditional approval. Under the conditions, number 10 talks about the developer, it says the developer shall construct roadway improvements. And in parentheses, we've got paving, signing, stripping, curb and gutter, and drainage along the existing road access. Also, at no cost to the city, I have a question regarding the actual streets within the subdivision. And I'm speaking from experience of where I live. When the builders were done, the pavement was pretty spotty and splotchy.
Okay.
You know, different colors, tar here and cement here and things. Are you all planning to leave it smooth and uniform?
Yes,
or
ma'am. Okay. Typically what happens is that during the once the development's done, we'll post a 2-year maintenance bond on the property. Mm-hmm. During those 2 years, the houses will be built. Once that's done, the topping layer will be put on the roads at the very end so that construction traffic doesn't damage that.
Right, exactly. Okay, sounds good.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Citizens didn't want any entrance off of Strickland Street at all. Now, we've committed to upgrading the portion of the property, you know, by the code in terms of putting in a sidewalk, putting in curb and gutter on our side, but that's about it. They did not want that second entrance. Traffic study, I talked to Mallory Maldino today. Malbadino and Wilburn are doing the study. All of the results came in this week, and she should have the report a week from Monday at the latest. We didn't want to do the traffic count in the summer when schools weren't in and give an unfair account of what was on the road. So we had to wait until the schools were in process, and they just got the data this week. But we've already accounted for the fact that possible there'd be a left turn lane into the property and a deceleration lane.
Commissioner Jones, again, when you went from 95 lots to 73, did that change the configuration and say the property lines of the development or just reduce density based on the feedback of the citizens and the surrounding areas?
Reduced the density, enlarged the lot sizes, removed all lots from that going to Strickland Street. So basically the configuration is primarily the same. Lots are a little larger, a little bit wider. And just tried to get to a workable number.
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. They were concerned about density, and we tried to listen to them. It's pretty much at the tipping point now in terms of the cost of the property. If they'd lose more lots, and it just wouldn't pay for itself anymore. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions, staff?
Nope.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Staff, you've heard the.
Anyone against?
Is there anyone in the audience that would like to oppose or is for this project? There being none, staff, may we have a motion?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Jones putting forth a motion to approve conceptual plat 2022091 CP Evergreen Residential Subdivision.
Commissioner James, I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carried. Conceptual plat 2022-103-CP, Renaissance Park Apartments, address 8040 Sonoya Road, 09F0703002604766. A request to approve the conceptual plat for the Renaissance Park Apartments. Staff.
Thank you, Chairwoman. This is Renaissance Park Apartments conceptual plat number 2022-103, and this plat includes 344 apartment units, 4,000 square feet of commercial slash retail space, a multi-use wood chip trail, a clubhouse, and a cabana. The zoning request for this development was approved by the mayor and city council on July 12th, 2022. Staff has reviewed this plat and recommends approval.
Commissioners, any questions for staff?
I do. Okay, staff mentioned that there are 344 apartment units. When you look under the conditional approval document here, it lists 288 multi-family units. So which number is the actual? Okay, there's an answer.
You can bring that.
Okay. Is there an applicant in present?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, good evening. Will Cassidy, South City Partners, with the developer on the project. It is 288 units.
It's 288.
Yeah, I believe that's a typo.
It's better.
Mm-hmm. Is now the appropriate time to address this?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, can I ask staff one question? Is it possible? It says just maybe refresh our memory, and maybe I just didn't see it, but the rezoning request, what is the actual formal rezoning to and from?
C2 to PD.
Mm-hmm. And once again, right? I didn't see that formally.
C2 to PD.
Unless it's.
That's correct.
It's in here.
Is it in here?
The last three pages of your packet should be the approval there.
Got it. Thank you.
Turn.
Continue.
Okay. So thank you all for having us tonight. This plat is, like we said, the conceptual plat for what we recently rezoned at council. This is consistent with the plan that we showed through that process and conforms with all of the applicable codes and requirements. And we have traded a number of comments back and forth in getting to this plat with city staff and just trying to reconcile minor details and cleanup. But generally speaking, this is almost identical to what we showed as we went through the zoning process. I'm happy to field any questions, but generally speaking, like I said, this is just the formalization of the plat for the project that we had previously walked through that process.
Staff, any questions for the applicant?
I do have a question. Looks like we're reducing the number of parking spaces from 2 to 1.5. So does that mean some of the apartments will have two and some will have just one?
No, the way it works is that's just on a ratio based on the number of units. And so what we really look at, the challenge here is a lot of codes are written on a space per unit count, but really what we look at in terms of functionality and use is a space per bedroom count. So it's 1.5 spaces per unit, but it really translates to more like one space per bedroom. So that's kind of how that ratio works out. But I can just tell you from precedent, we developed the Dillon as well, which is just adjacent to this, and that is parked at 1.5 per unit and has been for the last 3.5 years, and okay. I haven't had any issues there.
Got it.
I don't have that information in front of me right now, but it would be consistent with what you would see at the Dillon. So whatever the rates that are available there today, it would be consistent with those rates. But unfortunately, I don't have that information in front of me, so I hesitate to speculate.
Staff is not aware of those price ranges.
So do we know what the price range is at the Dillon?
I believe one bedroom starts somewhere around $1,600 and go, depending on the floor plan, kind of go up from there. And then a two bedroom starts, I think, somewhere around $1,900 to $2,000. So it just depends. But again, our financial model contemplates rates that are similar to the Dillon.
Yeah.
I believe it's 99%, 90 or 98%, maybe last time we checked. But I mean, there may be a handful of units that are vacant at a time.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Staff, you've heard the information on conceptual plat 2022103CP. May we have a motion?
Commissioner James, I'll make a motion that concept plat 2022103CP be approved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carried. Okay, thank you. Staff report.
Good evening, commissioners. Just have a couple of items of note. First, you may have noticed as you came in, there are some documents that we are going to be providing from here on out for meeting attendees related to procedures of the items before for discussion, and that is a mandated requirement to provide those procedures. So those will be on the back table now and moving forward. We have for the October meeting right now slated a rezoning, a use permit, a variance, and at least one preliminary plat on the agenda. So we've got quite a number of items for that. And just an inquiry as we kind of explore this, wanted to see with concept plats, some of them may be the concept plats that you heard tonight, the preliminary plats. Is there any objection just on the surface to hearing concept and preliminary plats together in a single meeting? You don't necessarily have to answer us now. Just wanted to explore that as a possibility in the future. And then lastly, just wanted to confirm that everyone had received their stipends as necessary from last month, and we've got the process moving forward to do that in the future. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Commissioner comments, Ms. Commissioner Devers.
I did want to mention that we do have the upcoming fall festival. It's something we were just talking about. Tony, you were passing it back and forth with the upcoming fall festival. We would like to see planning and zoning be very much a part of that. Design a float, prepare a float, or whatever. But I think it's very important for the people and the citizens of Fairburn to see a face, you know. Mm-hmm. They see it on the Zoom meetings and things like this, but it's really good to show our faces more in the public. I know that COVID is still well and alive, and we have to protect ourselves for that. So just with that being said, just something for us to keep in mind if we can work together as a team with other departments.
That, that hadn't been mentioned already, right?
I don't know if we've ever talked about it.
Kind of threw out there that we may have a parade float or something in this upcoming parade, which is why we got these shirts and things too. So
right.
I don't know, but I mean, you may want to follow up with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. And it for you,
mm-hmm. Commissioner James.
I don't really have anything this evening. Just happy to be here,
Commissioner Tony Stewart.
My comment is, I suggest that.
Commissioner Jones.
Thank you. I'd like to publicly, whoever's watching, thank the Fairburn Fire Department. On September 8th, the historic Campbell County Courthouse, which is 20 feet from my front door, caught fire twice. It was a multi-agency response that we were probably a few hours away from losing that historic courthouse. Special thanks to Sergeant Mac Duncan and the entire Fairburn Fire Department for, frankly, risking their lives. I got a firsthand look at that. And then also thanks to one of our downtown businesses, Oz Pizza, who I was able to get to feed the firemen, which firemen like to eat. But unfortunately, yes, if you haven't been by the historic Campbell County Courthouse, it is burnt But hopefully the city has a plan, but we just want to recognize the big-time courageous men and women of the Fairburn Fire Department. Palmetto responded. It was what you would expect to see in a movie and then some, how dramatic it was. Mm-hmm. So just wanted to publicly state that for the record, and thank you all very much.
Thank you. No comments here. May we have a motion for an adjournment?
Madam Chair, I move that we adjourn the meeting for September the 13th. I think, is that correct?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carried.
Meeting adjourned.